Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Beitza, and today we are learning Parak Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So the Mishnah is going to talk about making kelim on Yom Tov. Ein pochsin es haner mipnei shu osa kli. You're not allowed to hollow out a piece of clay to make a ner out of it. A ner doesn't mean like what we call a candle. It means a little piece of pottery that you put oil and a wick inside of in order to light. So that's what a ner means. So you're not allowed to form a ner on Yom Tov. You're also not allowed to make charcoal in Yom Tov, because charcoal is also considered a kli to a certain degree, because they would use it by goldsmiths to purify gold. You're also not allowed to cut a wick into two pieces, because a new wick is then formed when you cut it into two pieces, and that also is going to be considered to be making a kli. Now, there is a way, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to make a wick. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chotcha ba'or l'shtei neros. You're allowed to cut it with a flame so that the end of the wick can be used in two different neros, in two different lamps. Meaning, if you have two different little pottery lamps, fill them both with oil, put one long wick that extends from the inside of one lamp to the inside of the other lamp, and light the middle. And when you light the middle, the two pieces will break into two, and each lamp will be lit. And that you're allowed to do. Now, Mishnah Hay, also relating to making kelim, ein shovrin asacheres vein chotchin haniyar litzos b'maliach. You're not allowed to break a piece of cheres or cut a piece of paper to make a pad that you're going to roast salted fish on. Making the cheres or the paper for salting fish is considered to be asiyas kli, and you're not allowed to make a kli on Yom Tov. So just like you're not allowed to create a kli on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fix a kli either. And therefore, ve'in gorfin tanav v'karayim. You're not allowed to shovel out pieces of plaster that fell into an oven or a stove, because that's fixing the oven or the stove. Aval mechapshin. But you're allowed to press down ashes and dirt that are on the floor of the oven, because that's not considered to be really repairing the oven. Ve'in makivin shtei chavios lishpos aleihen es hakedera. You're not allowed to put two barrels right next to each other in order to put a pot on between them, to use it as like a makeshift stove, because that looks like you're being boneh, that you are building a new cleave. You're also not allowed to support a pot with a piece of wood on Yom Tov, because wood is muksa for any use besides for firewood. And for the same reason, you're not allowed to use a piece of wood to support a door on Yom Tov. Now, the Mishnah has a machlokas about another use of a piece of wood on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to drive an animal with a stick on Yom Tov, because it looks like you're taking it to the market, and you're not allowed to take an animal to the market on Yom Tov. They would usually use it, a stick, to drive an animal, only if you're going a long distance, only if you're traveling some way. So that will look very bad. It will look like you're taking it to the market on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Lazar says that it's mutter because it doesn't give the impression. He doesn't think it gives the impression that you're going to the market. Okay, so to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalad, we said that you're not allowed to hollow out a piece of pottery to make a ner, because that's making a kli. You're not allowed to make charcoal on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to cut a wick into two. But Rabbi Yehuda says, if you want to cut a wick into two, put each end into a different ner and light the middle. Mishnah Hay, we said you're not allowed to break a piece of pottery or cut a piece of paper to roast fish on. You're not allowed to sweep out the coals, or plaster rather, from an oven, but you can press down whatever ashes there are or dirt there is on the floor of the oven. You're not allowed to put two barrels next to each other and put a pot on top of them and in between them to make a makeshift stove. And you're not allowed to support a wobbly pot with a piece of wood or with a door. And we also said you're not allowed to lead an animal with a stick, with a wooden stick on Yom Tov, because it looks like you're going to the market. But Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon thinks you are allowed to lead an animal with a wooden stick. He's not concerned that it looks like you're going to the market. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Dalid, Mishnayos Vav and Zayin, and that Be'ez Hashem will bring us to the conclusion of the fourth Parak of Maseches Beitza.